You know, we've already had a chance because of some extra minutes, and I wanted to make the most of it, so I got Susan Rauscher and Christopher Scaletti on a little bit earlier. I do want to remind you that you can donate with a credit card or PayPal. It's easy and takes less than 5 minutes to bring sustained relief to a neighbor. So I'm so happy you're both in studio tonight, and the majority of this hour is going to be both of you. You guys have set out to do $1 million between now and the end of the year, addressing, you know, the needs of people and helping individuals and families develop long-term stability. So, Susan, why don't we begin there? Good evening.
Yeah, so I think what's great about what we do at Catholic Charities is we have a lot of different resources and an ability to answer a lot of different things.
Right.
Probably a really great story that encapsulates what we're able to do is there was a woman down in Washington County. She's blind. She unexpectedly lost her husband, who handled everything. So she's suddenly trying to figure out how to pay bills, how to get stuff to work, stuff she's never dealt with. She has PTSD, afraid to go out, interact with people. But her roof started leaking, and she was unaware because she's blind. And then suddenly it damaged the roof, damaged her electrical system, damaged the floor.
Snowballing.
She's calling all these contractors, doesn't really know how to even manage that process, can't afford any quote she's getting. She goes to her church, and the church says, we can provide the labor if you can purchase the supplies. So the caseworker worked with her at Catholic Charities, found one resource for some of the parts, and then Catholic Charities paid the rest of it so that this contractor could come in, get her a new roof, fix her electrical system. He even redid her floor with some of the leftover materials. So that's the kind of stuff, because we can sit and be with people one-on-one. It is not, mass solutions. It's one-on-one and really reaching for that stability in addition to dealing with the immediate need.
Chris, you want to jump in on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, Rob, it's great to be back here. Thank you so much for championing everything that Catholic Charities does. You know, we live in a world right now when we think about coming out of a global pandemic, right? And so not having that human interaction. Now we're in a inflationary environment and crisis that is happening, you know, to so many people in the greater Pittsburgh area. Not only is it expensive, but it's also now much more complex because, like, as you alluded to, the snowballing effect, there's normally not just one issue. And so what we're trying to do is really understand the needs of our clients, meet those basic needs, but then work with them, partner with them to get to a better place. And that looks very different depending upon the client that we're working with.
You know, we have said earlier on the program tonight, even before you got on the air, why the need is greater. And I think all of us know why that is. And you think of $1 million, and $1 million is a lot, but $1 million isn't what it used to be. And you think of all the people that you have to help. So hopefully you'll do more than that. But, you know, I'm a big believer in Pittsburgh. And I mentioned to both of you how I'm learning more of my friends are real friends of yours who happen to be from corporate America. So for corporations out there, if you really want to pay it forward, this is me. This is a great way to go about it. Right, Susan?
Oh, it absolutely is. And it is literally touching the lives and changing the lives of the people who live here.
So, you know what I remember from the last time you were here? This is why I love both of you guys and Catholic Charity so much. The diapers and the things for the babies. And, you know, I have a son who is going to now have his third child here in the next 9 or so months. And I was thinking about my babies. And right now, with everything that's been happening with the pandemic, and they're all grown up now, my other two children as well. What I would have gone through, the anxiety, if I couldn't have went to, remember, Kmart late at night to pick up the formula and the diapers and not be concerned. Just something like that could set somebody in a panic of having a baby and you have no ability to get formula or diapers. That's what that's the basic stuff we're talking about here.
It is that basic and that simple. It is that package of diapers that now costs about $50. What do you do when you don't have that $50 in your wallet and you're on your last diaper? You don't have the wipes. You don't have formula. You know, we just went through that crazy, crazy thing with the formula shortage, and our caseworkers are spending a lot of time trying to source formula for our clients.
How bad was that?
It was terrible. It was terrible, especially for parents whose kids were on special formula.
Oh,
yeah. It was not a good time. Yeah.
So, Chris, this crisis has made things a lot more complex. Talk about the lack of resources and the more about the anxiety. Just a little bit more information about why people need to step up. And right now, remember, if you need help, 412-456-6999, 412-456-6999, or go to ccpgh.org. And remember, you can donate as well with a credit card or PayPal. It's easy. It takes less than 5 minutes to bring sustained relief to a neighbor. So talk about why this is so more complex today than it was even the last time we got together.
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. I mean, mental health is so complex in and of itself. And when you think of how much more difficult things become when you tie in finances on top of that. It just creates situations where clients have to make very, very difficult decisions, knowing that it's impacting their family, those they love, and then having to deal with the repercussions of, well, I didn't do this, so then I'm going to impact my family in such a way. And so, the biggest thing is understanding that there is a place for help and that people want to be there in order to get them to a better place. And it's a matter of embracing that and partnering together so that we can get to, lasting solutions, greater stability, and be able to look back on those dark days and say, hey, I'm glad I made the right decision. I picked up the phone.
How many success stories of people who punched through the other side that you've seen, huh, Susan?
Oh, my gosh. And they're incredible stories. We actually share them, staff. Somebody will share them from a program and I'll shoot them out to all staff. And then you see everybody responding to all of those stories and how we got somebody from point A to point B, and so much more, as we mentioned, than just that immediate needs. There's a lot of gratification to get somebody that package of diapers or to keep their water, electricity on or heat on. But more so when you get somebody who has worked with us for a series of months and they're now employed and they're stable in that employment and they've done their financial literacy and they're getting the budgeting and all of those pieces are in place. And then they're turning around and saying, how do I give back to the next person?
Okay, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back. Can you teach me to cook is what I want to know.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Then there is hope. We'll come back. Stay with us. Remember, 412-456-6999 or go to ccpgh.org. And you can donate with a credit card or PayPal. So step up, help out. Catholic Charities, it's all about paying it forward because in the end, you just never know if you're going to be on the receiving end. So if you can give, please do so. We'll be right back.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Always honored to have Susan Rauscher and Christopher Scaletti of Pittsburgh Catholic Charities. And yes, I am a little biased. I really believe in what they do. But as Chris said earlier, and Susan, let's talk about it. You don't have to be Catholic to get help, right?
Absolutely not. So about 80% of the people we serve annually are not Catholic. And you come in and you know we're Catholic by what we do, not by who we serve. And that's about being respectful and caring and compassionate and doing all the things we can to make somebody's life better.
I've said so many times, Christopher and Susan, that we have dealt with something that we have never seen. They keep talking about the homeless situation in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. My heart goes out to all. You don't know the whole story, so don't judge. That's my opinion. And we've all had those moments in our life where things aren't going the way we would hope they'd go. But we're dealing with people who have never been unemployed in their life, who've never missed a rent check, who've never not had money to go buy groceries, put gas in the automobile, take their family out to a McDonald's. I mean, it's business as usual. Right now, you've got people, and now ego's involved here. Fear is involved. You're the breadwinner of the house, and your children, and this may sound very trivial, but it's true, they're hungry, and there's no food, and you don't know where you're going to get that paycheck to buy food. Because without Catholic Charities, a lot of these folks would have flat nowhere to turn to, Susan.
Right, exactly. And I think sometimes that first call is the hardest. And you keep thinking you're going to be able to patch something together to make it work. And I think to know that you can call. I think one of the things we do really, really well at Catholic Charities is we help connect people to all the resources of the things we don't provide. So we never want to duplicate services. We want to use resources as effectively as we possibly can. So we will provide immediate need food, but then we will connect somebody to their food pantry via the food bank because the food bank does what they do really well. We're not going to be the person who or the agency who's giving out legal advice for somebody who's an asylee. but we'll get you connected into some stable housing and stuff and then help you find that legal advice. So that ability to collaborate and partner and leverage what we do, mm-hmm. I think we do it really, really well.
So I mentioned flat out they'd have nowhere to turn. How many times have you heard, Christopher, I've never done this before?
So many times, Rob. And not only that, when you think of all of the one-offs that people are experiencing, just like we talked about, coming out of the pandemic, now we're having all of the issues that we're seeing from an expense side. But then, you know, when you actually talk to these people, there's just this sense of, I need someone to feel like they're fighting for me. Mm-hmm. And that's what Catholic Charities is all about. I mean, when you see the talent that Susan has assembled, this is my seventh year, I believe, on the board, the level of empathy and compassion. And I mean, this staff is just dedicated to making lives better. And that's what it's all about.
You know, you mentioned utilities and obviously safe shelter and food. But utilities alone, everyone's already predicting, you know, I don't care if you go on a budget or not. If you're living in an older home with the ceilings being 10 feet high, it's going to really dig deep into your pocketbook, just being able to keep the heat on. And if you have children, that's what Catholic Charities is all about. I mean, so thankful and blessed to have these services, right?
Yeah, it's a little like if you can picture that the domino, the set up dominoes, and you start the one, and they start to knock over all the ones in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes, suddenly you're behind. I know heat for me went up 63%. So that's like a huge chunk of change. And if you don't have the resources, then what do you do to pay the 63% increase? And then suddenly you're looking at an increase for your electric. And then suddenly you get a notice and your rent went up. And then suddenly you get a notice and suddenly you've got a bill to pay that you weren't anticipating. Something went wrong with your car or your water heater or something like that. And suddenly those dominoes are falling over faster and faster and faster. What we hope to do is put a stopgap there, at least to stop the ones in the future from falling, and then start to fix the ones that have already fallen.
You know, it's funny when you talk about these services, it takes me back to when I was young. And you know, you come from Mass, which is now Our Lady of the Valley of Peace, used to be St. Joseph, Holy Family. You'd walk into your grandmother's house and you'd say, it's freezing in here. And she'd say, well, put a sweater on, you know, right. Because mm-hmm. everybody is always conscious of the little things. But if you have no income at all the sweaters in the world aren't going to make that budget any easier. And if you have children, the last thing you want is for them to get sick, because if you haven't been to the pediatrician lately, co-pays and all the things that go with it, thank goodness we have it. But everything costs money, Susan.
It does. And you start to layer in the anxiety yeah. and the fear and the panic. And it almost starts to feel hopeless and insurmountable.
All right. I want to pick up on some of the crisis and why this situation is more expensive now than ever before. The key is no one is immune from what's happening right now. Right, Chris?
Absolutely. I mean, it's affecting everything from individuals, families, to businesses as well. And so it's affecting our organization at the same time. You know, our costs have gone up about $30,000 to $40,000 per month. A lot of that is because the assistance A lot of that is because the assistance that we're providing has gone up. And so, you know, we're experiencing it at the organizational level. And, you know, as I said earlier, this is something that we all have to address. We all have to be there for each other in a community sense. We know that it's at least something that we don't think is going away anytime in the near term. And so we're adjusting to that, right? That's why we're here today. You know, we're fighting for those that need that help because those increases are extremely difficult for them to deal with.
Well, listen, I'm not shy, so I'm going to continue to put pedal to the metal. Right now, I want you to tell the need is great, and we just kind of told everyone just a few incidences and how that is a fact. How can people actually call tonight, get a hold of you, and actually put some money on the table? What can they do?
So really, the easiest way to do that is to jump on our website, which is ccpgh.org. It's CatholicCharitiesPittsburgh.org. Go to the donate page. Super easy. We have people on our team who are younger than me and can do all that technical stuff. But that's the fastest, easiest way to do it. But again, you can call the number we gave you for help, which is 456-6999. And then you just click instead of the button for help, you push the button to help.
So how much is it anxiety driven and trauma for you when cash flow isn't what it needs to be? How frightening is that?
I watch cash flow
every day,
very carefully. Yes. I'm paying attention to it every day. I'm talking to my controller every day. What's in, what's not in, what are we expecting in, what hasn't come in we were expecting. The numbers, you know, the numbers are so much higher than we've had before. Just our guys at St. Joe's, we have 59 guys living with us in, at St. Joe's.
Please talk, before we go any further, mm-hmm. This is fascinating. Please, let's finish this segment. Talk about St. Joe's, please.
Sure. So St. Joe's is a residence for older homeless men. It costs us about $1,800 per guy per year, or per month, I'm sorry, per month. Wouldn't it be nice
yeah.
if it was per year?
I'm thinking that's a lucky good deal
per month. But the greatest thing about this is the guys come to us and they have burnt every bridge they have. They've been homeless or they're in immediate risk of becoming homeless. And they come in and they get their own room. And they get three meals a day and they get the camaraderie of one another. And then they get casework. They are seeing caseworkers on a regular basis. And the goal here is for them to become independent and move out when that's possible. We don't fit the normal timeline of 24 months. We are there 2 years. And that's the typical number. We often, our guys are there for 3-4 years before they kind of get everything together. They get clean, they get sober, they get mental health care, they get physical health care. It's an incredible program. But again, we need the money to be able to make that work.
All right, go to that website, step up and get that checkbook out. And again, you can donate credit card or PayPal. You know this money is going to the greater good, like right now. CCPGH.org, CCPGH.org. Susan Rauscher, Christopher Scaletti, Pittsburgh Catholic Charities, Rob Pratt Tuesday Night. We continue in moments on KDKA.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so happy to have Susan Rauscher here, Christopher Scaletti. So, Christopher, you're on the board. What's that entail?
It entails, hearing what's going on at the organizational level. It entails making decisions to better serve those in need. But it also entails, and this is so critical, helping to raise awareness and also drive donations. As you were mentioning earlier off the air, there's a lot of people out there that are fortunate and do have the ability to commit resources. And so, we're asking anyone who's listening right now, if you're in that fortunate situation, give us a call, learn more about the organization. I guarantee you, the more you learn, the more you're going to want to be committed to it and to helping those in this incredible area get to a better place.
Pittsburgh Catholic Charity, Susan Rauscher is here as well. Again, the best way to donate, you can do it right now, ccpgh.org. The need has never been greater. You can donate with a credit card or PayPal. It's easy, takes less than 5 minutes to bring sustained relief to a neighbor. So how'd you get involved? You're a young, intelligent, bright, handsome young man, a mover, a shaker out there working every day. How'd Catholic Charities touch your life?
Yeah, I had a... just a thought process that I went through that I wasn't satisfied with my life. I didn't feel like I was doing enough, to much who has been given much as expected. And I felt like I was in a good spot, but I just wasn't doing enough for the community. And so called up Catholic Charities and said, what can I do? And Susan actually had me come down to the warming station at the time where, we service those that are homeless to just kind of sit down and fellowship with them, give them some coffee, something to eat, and just learn their story. And from there, it was a no-brainer for me. I've seen it at every level now. I've always said the more that you get to know the staff at Catholic Charities, the more incredible the works are that you see. And I'm so proud of what this organization represents. I'm incredibly passionate about making sure others are aware of it. And again, Rob, I'm telling you, this there's so much good that's being done, and everyone in Pittsburgh should know about it.
I guess it's just a sign of my age, but it's like, don't throw that out. What do you mean? There's a few cookies left in the box. It's getting to that point where I see things now a whole lot clearer. It's like Paul McCartney wrote when I'm 64. He said, you don't really understand it when you're 26 when he wrote it, but mm-hmm. when you're like 46, it's starting to become even more clear. And when you're 56, you know exactly what the song's about. You ever think about how much food and people just waste? And we're all guilty of it. I'm not as guilty as I once was. But, there's just 6 French fries on that plate. Who needs it? But there are plenty of people right now, they just don't have food to eat, Susan.
Right. And they would do anything for those last little bits.
Yeah.
And it's that connecting, right? It's a little bit of what Christopher was talking about, connecting with people who can help with people who need help. And sometimes you're moving back and forth between those two things. Christopher talked about seeing the agency from all the places he's been and the board of directors. And I have to say that our volunteers, mm-hmm. our board of directors, and our staff, they just make this incredible team that, and I'm going to get choked up here, but the ability to bring hope to somebody.
Absolutely.
Is a crazy thing. And just bringing what you can. I can tell you the agency, when Christopher is done with his presidency, will look different at the end of his presidency because of what he's bringing to the table, how much he offers, but also how much he calls from everybody else to join him in that effort. But I see it all over the place, and it makes the whole picture so much better, because if you're hopeless, that answer is not just, I need my gas bill paid or I need my utility bill paid. It's somebody on this end cares enough to make sure that happens. Somebody cares about me enough to make sure that happens. It really is connected to that person to person. I love people, you, whomever, enough to make sure you're going to be okay, whatever that looks like.
I'm a big believer in hope. And even when you start to realize that maybe what you're hoping for isn't possible, mm-hmm. it's still nice to know that you have hope.
Absolutely.
Because it just makes you get up and it makes you realize, if not this, maybe something else. So let me ask both of you. This is one job I wouldn't want with Catholic Charities. Who makes the decision on who gets what? The greater need. How do you do that? Because that's got to be a really tough job.
The ability to not be able to make something happen is the hardest part of it. So kind of when we work with our teams, the goal is to never have to say no. So even if we can't provide, they need something we don't have the expertise or capacity to provide, we're connecting them with where to get to.
Right.
Most of the time, what we're doing is related to what resources we have and what are the parameters around those resources. So the free healthcare center is 250% of federal poverty guidelines. So we follow that, provide as much healthcare as we possibly can. If we have somebody who falls outside of that, we're connecting them somewhere else where they can get the resources they need. But that takes that time to sit with a person and make sure you're not just saying, nope, sorry, you're not eligible. It's not going to work within this parameter, but let's find something that works. I think that's what we do. I'm looking at Christopher, but I think that's what we do at Catholic Charities really well, is to make sure as much as we're capable. We've gotten calls for people who have a $12,000 utility bill. Well, there's no way that Catholic Charities is going to be able to restore $12,000 to somebody. But they'll sit with a caseworker and start to work through, how do we get you to a place where we can keep heat on, and what's that look like? But it might not look like us writing a check for $12,000 to the gas company.
You're both good with numbers, something I'm learning to be better with the older I get. Somebody listening right now, you were mentioning the domino principle, one mm-hmm. fall, who the first one has fallen, the second one is starting to teeter towards the ground. What advice do you give them before they get on the wrong side? What can you do early before you get in that situation?
Make the call. It's really that simple. Stop for a minute, make the call, wait for the call back, and then be as brutally honest as you can possibly be with the person on the other end, so that they can start to put pieces together and start to put something in place to stop those dominoes from falling.
What about the holidays coming up? You've got Christmas, you've got Hanukkah, you got Kwanzaa, all these wonderful holidays. Corporations may get together with their employees and say, hey, look, you know, instead of us kind of having a big party or whatever, or buying each other gifts or a grab bag, maybe let's help out a particular charity. I got to believe you see so many good things happen during the holiday season, Christopher, from everyone, corporations to, you know, people down the street every day, 7 days a week.
Absolutely. It's a season of stress, but it's also a season of hope, like we've been talking about. And when you think of all the services that are provided at Catholic Charities, you know, from basic needs to free healthcare that Susan was mentioning, refugee assistance. I mean, there's the number of programs, parenting and pregnancy. It's incredible what the organization is able to do, the needs that we're able to meet. And if we could just talk about the Free Healthcare Center for just a second.
Ahead.
You know, we mentioned how incredible Southwestern PA is. You have dedicated physicians volunteering their expertise, medical professionals, for free in order to be able to provide additional services. I mean, it's an amazing story when you think about how busy these volunteers are, that they're going to come down here and just give their time to help someone who's probably in a lot of pain.
We've got dentists, we've got physicians, we've got a physical therapist, we have an ophthalmologist, a cardiologist, RN, CRNPs, dental assistants. I mean, and all these people just find that block session of time. Some come once a week, some come every other week, some come once a month, but it makes it possible for people to get this really quality care who otherwise wouldn't have access.
And so, Rob, sorry to
That's okay. Go ahead.
You mentioned the finances as well. When you think about it, because they are volunteers, you know, the donations to the organization are stretched that much larger.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take, for example, a $50,000 donation provides $70,000 to $85,000 of needs and assistance because of these amazing people.
So the dollars do get stretched, do
Absolutely.
They not? All right. Catholic Charities continues to welcome any person in distress, regardless of background or story. Primary areas of service include counseling, free medical and dental care, pregnancy and parenting support, emergency supportive and residential shelter. Call 412-456-6999, 412-456-6999. And if you want to step up and help out, this is the way you give them that cash that they need, ccpgh.org, ccpgh.org. You can donate right now with a credit card or PayPal. It's easy. It takes 5 minutes or less to bring sustained relief to a neighbor. Back with Christopher Scaletti and Susan Rauscher and more on Rob Pratt Tuesday Night, Pittsburgh Works, KDKA Radio.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we've got one more segment with these two, and I could talk to them all night. I could have them here once a week because the need just continues to grow. So please call if you need help, 412-456-6999. Susan Rauscher, Christopher Scaletti, Pittsburgh Catholic Charities, and if you can, large or small, whatever it is, please donate. Credit card, PayPal, easy, takes less than a few minutes to sustain relief to a neighbor, ccpgh.org. I'm going to just throw it to you two for the final segment, and I've got some closing comments too, but I want to give each of you a chance to kind of speak your mind. So, Susan, you first, please.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to share a story that just happened to me. We had a, about 3 years ago, one of the caseworkers called me down, and we were close of business. And said she was struggling with a case, and she asked me if I could come down, and I did. And it was an asylee who was a brand new mother. Her baby was like 8 weeks old, and then she had a 3-year-old, and she was having surgery the next morning. Had to be at the hospital at 5 a.m., and they couldn't figure out how to get her, drop her kids off to be watched by the two entities that they'd arranged for that to happen, and then get her to the hospital because you couldn't prepay for an Uber, and you couldn't prepay a cab. We were trying to figure out how to arrange for transportation for her. We finally got it all worked out, and ended up being about 8 o'clock at night by the time we got it resolved. But she actually came back to see me and brought her kids with her. So I got to hold the 3-year-old, who was 8 weeks old at that point. And the 3-year-old was now six years old.
See,
and,
how do you not just cry uncontrollably?
Oh, I do. Oh my gosh,
see,
I do.
Would be just, it would be flowing like a river.
It's amazing, but she is, she's studying real estate and she's stable.
How special
and she's
is that?
Happy. She looks amazing. I didn't recognize her because she's so healthy now. At the time, I actually recognized her some before I recognized her, but that's the kind of stuff. And you don't know how those stories play out every time they come in the door. And it's only possible because people take a minute and donate or volunteer, right? We don't exist without that. Catholic Charities doesn't exist without the goodness of the people of Pittsburgh. So it's a moment to say thank you for that, and it's a moment to say we're grateful that you trust us with those resources to do the best we can with them and the most we can with them.
Listen, I'm not shy. And if there's somebody out there with a few million laying around, you could really make my Christmas, and I'll never ask for anything the rest of my life. It would just be so nice to help everyone, right, Chris?
Absolutely, Rob. And, you know, we always say that if you can't provide help, provide your prayers. You know, there's so many people that are in need, like we've been talking about. But I want to make the point that the amount of times that we've heard the phrase, and I said this last time, but when you have someone that has gone through Catholic Charities and come back and said, Catholic Charities changed my life, literally and with utter conviction. And then not only that, but then they get involved and turn around and help others.
There you go.
You know, we've talked a lot about how hopelessness can kind of spiral and domino effect with that. Hope is also really contagious, and so is healing, right? And so when these people are able to then share their stories, especially to our donors, and can thank them personally about how they used to be on the streets, they used to be suffering from, you know, substance abuse, addiction, and now they're turning around and multiplying and helping others, that's what it's all about.
Can we just say this for a moment, and I think it's appropriate. You know, we hear about, you know, homeless and drug addiction and alcoholism. Unless you walk a mile in someone's shoes, please help me with this and what I'm trying to say. Don't judge, because there's a lot more to this than people understand unless you've been in that situation.
It is absolutely true. And I can tell you from the years I've spent at Catholic Charities, nobody chooses to be a drug addict or to be an alcoholic.
No.
Nobody chooses mental illness. It is something that people fight every day, and they're some of the hardest fights anybody can face. Our ability to provide an opportunity and a chance to win that fight makes all the difference in the world. And to judge, I can tell you, we just hired somebody who had been a client of ours a handful of times. And she just couldn't get her act together. And then suddenly something, she came back at one point and something clicked, and she got everything back in line. She's an incredible caseworker. She's incredible at sharing her story. She came and shared it with the board of directors.
Has her own Jeep now?
What's that?
I think she has her own Jeep now.
She has her own Jeep now, yes. But she just, she's
the most beautiful soul you could ever
incredible
meet.
Soul. But she did a couple stops and starts with us. She got herself sober, got herself to school, and she's just doing amazing things. So the judgment piece just stops the hope. It's really important to realize it's a journey for everybody, and hopefully we can get everybody on the right path.
Susan Rauscher, Christopher Scaletti, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
I'll think about this all the way till I fall asleep tonight. I don't know. It's a good thing. So listen, whoever you are, deep pockets or not, but we'll take people with deep pockets. 412-456-6999 if you need help. But here's that number to donate. Do it now. Do it often. Help out. It'll go a long way. You'll see immediate impact with that money. CCPGH.org. You can donate with a credit card or PayPal. It's easy and takes less than 5 minutes to bring sustained relief to a neighbor. Thank you both.
Thank you,
Rob.